We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Not a good sight at all. A small plane upside down on the runway at the Santa Monica Airport. Our Pete Demetrio joins us live to tell us what happened.
About 3:18 this afternoon, what happened was a single-engine plane was coming in on a normal landing in Santa Monica, coming in from the east to the west. He touched down and apparently made it about halfway down the runway and was turning toward the hangars on the south side when something went wrong. The aircraft literally nosed over and flipped over, landing on the top of its wings on the roof. Now, there was no rupture of any fuel tanks, no fire. The pilot initially was trapped inside but managed to open the door and get himself out of the plane before there was any kind of a problem. First responders are naturally, you know, very, very quick to get here in Santa Monica. You've got a fire station no more than about 250 yards down from where the plane actually has now come to rest, and yet airport personnel and airport officials here almost immediately. Again, the pilot got out on his own, literally walked away from this crash. Again, Karen, Rob, that's that famous phrase, any crash you can walk away from is a good one. And in this particular case, the National Transportation Safety Board is going to be doing an investigation to find out what happened. For the present, though, the airfield itself on Santa Monica Airport, a very busy commercial airport, is now closed.
All right, Pete, thanks. Film and TV writers walking the picket lines today with a focus on one particular streaming service. Emily Valdez reports from the Fairfax District.
Here at Television City, where writers are walking the picket line, the hashtag for the day is Bad Apple. The reason they're specifically talking about Apple today is because Apple launched a new product. Ariana Jackson has written for shows like Riverdale.
So from Apple specifically, the proposals that we're asking for from the AMPTP would amount to about $17 million a year, which, as we all know, and as our one of our board members said, is Tim Cook's pocket change.
Mike Werb has written movies you may be familiar with, like Face Off and The Mask.
I recently got a residual check for one of my series for 1 cent.
Did you cash it?
No, I framed it and put it on my wall.
The writer's strike has been going on since May 2nd. Reporting from the Fairfax District, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Activists are planning to address the L.A. City Council tomorrow to urge members to preserve the home of L.A. gay rights pioneer Morris Kite. Supporters say the home, built in 1911, was a hub of LGBTQ social activity in the 20th century. Now, Kite went on to found several organizations, including the Gay Liberation Front in 1969, and spearheaded the formation of the Gay Community Services Center, better known today as the L.A. LGBT Center. His bungalow home, located in the Westlake neighborhood, is listed on the California Register of Historical Resources, but supporters want it designated as a historic cultural monument, which would protect the site from being redeveloped.
During the COVID pandemic, $6 billion in rental assistance was available for tenants who couldn't pay for a number of reasons. Some people had lost their jobs. Others had to deal with high medical bills. 500,000 California households applied. And more than 100,000 are still waiting to learn if their applications have been approved. Today, a landmark settlement was reached by tenants' rights advocates in the state. Jackie Zaneri is a senior attorney at the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment. That's one of the groups involved. She says that many of those who were denied were never given a reason why.
One thing that our settlement will do is the state will create new denial notices that will tell tenants the reason they were denied so that they can fix their applications if there is a problem with it. Or if there wasn't a problem, they can say to the state, I think I actually was eligible with all of the documentation I submitted to you.
Now, Zaneri says many of the renters waiting on that rental assistance are facing eviction and facing homelessness.
Governor Gavin Newsom and Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis at it again, this time after a plane full of migrants arrived in Sacramento. Now, this chartered flight came from Texas, but Attorney General Rob Bonta says the migrants had papers indicating they had been in Florida. So Newsom, upset, called DeSantis a small, pathetic man. He also suggests the Florida governor could be charged with kidnapping. Those remarks came before a second plane load of migrants arrived this morning in Sacramento.
AI entering another place in our lives. Kathy Whitman reports one company is using to record medical visits.
Bay Area-based medical company Carbon Health is introducing a new way for doctors to interact with their patients during visits. The system uses AI to record a patient's voice during that visit. Carbon Health founder Aaron Bali says doctors don't need to take notes.
They can put 100% of their attention to your problems.
Patients do have to give their approval before the system is used. Stanford professor Hank Greeley at the Center for Law and the Biosciences says it could make healthcare more effective.
Being able to get the doctor's eyes on the patient instead of focusing on typing notes is a good thing.
But he does have some concerns.
I worry a little bit about how closely the doctors will review the notes, and I worry about how accurately the AI will create a note.
To this, Bali says,
it is just merely automating the provider's work of summarizing what happened during the visit.
However, Greeley says computerized databases are both good and bad.
The more we rely on them, the more we are at potential risk from some of the downsides.
I'm Kathy Whitman, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.